Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And so finally, I called the people up and I said, I'm canceling my trip. I'm not going. And they said, you can't do that. We've already advertised. People are coming from out of town. And I said, I don't care. I'm not going. And they said, well, why? Are you mad at us? And I said, no, I hadn't got a thing against you. I don't want to go. And they took offense. And they got mad at me, and they never had me back. Because they didn't understand why I would book and then I'd cancel. And yet I just didn't want to go. And so I didn't go. No reason, no explanation. It's just what I felt in my heart. Did you know that the flight that I had booked, it landed in Mexico City, and then as it took off from Mexico City to go to Costa Rica, the plane crashed and killed 169 people. Every person on that plane died. And God kept me from dying on that plane, not by an audible voice, not by somebody sending me a letter or something. It was just a knowing that I had in my heart that I don't want to go. He didn't tell me why. See, God speaks to you every moment of every day. People say, man, I wish God would speak to me. He speaks to you all of the time. You just aren't listening. Jesus said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Everybody in the audience had ears. They all had physical ears. He wasn't talking about physical ears. He was talking about those of you that your heart can hear. Hear. He says, you have eyes, but you can't see. You have ears, but you can't hear. He was talking about you have physical sight, physical ears, but you can't hear with your heart. And God made us that we could hear with our heart, that you can know things by your heart that you can't know with your head. I have ministered in churches where people were educated and had multiple doctorates. And they have studied with their head. And I come into their church and I start teaching scripture. And I remember this one guy, he just came to me and he says, I am really offended by you. And I said, well, what offends you? And he says, I have been to seminary and studied for years, decades. I have multiple doctorates and you are teaching things that I've never learned. And I don't like what you're saying, but I go look it up and I study it and it's right. And he says, you don't even know how to pronounce the Greek words. You don't even know what you're saying. And yet what you're saying is right. He says, how did you get this? And I said, it's from my heart. God revealed it to me. And he says, you didn't go to school. You didn't learn this. It's not fair. And there's people that get upset, but you can know. God can speak to you. He can reveal things through his word. This is what the Apostle Paul said, that he didn't learn this gospel by man, but he got it by revelation. He went into the desert for 3 years and sat there, and God revealed it to him supernaturally by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, most of us are living a very superficial life because we are only using your brain. You're only using your eyes. You're only using your ears. You aren't listening with your heart. You aren't seeking God. We aren't walking by faith. And see, this is one of the things that this teaching on spirit, soul, and body has done for me. It's made me aware that I'm a spiritual being and that I have a physical body. And yes, I still use my eyes and my ears. You know, if Phil, he went and picked us up at Cape and drove us here. I'm glad that he didn't drive by faith. He used his eyes. I don't want somebody to drive me by faith. You need to use your physical senses to do physical things, but there are things in life that you can't handle physically. There are sicknesses that aren't going to respond to any known treatment. We haven't figured it all out yet, but I can get every sickness and every disease healed by my faith. There are certain things that you can't do with just your physical things, and you have to learn to walk by the Spirit. And most Christians, this is the natural, this is normal Christianity, what Paul is saying. We walk by faith and not by sight. But sad to say, for most Christians today, we walk by sight and not by faith. Most Christians do not know what faith is. They try and we're just way short. And yet this is normal. This is the way it should be. You ought to get to where you hear God's voice louder than you hear the voice of the unbelief, the fear, the criticism of other people, or anything else. It ought to be that when God speaks to you, it is so loud, it is so clear that it overwhelms all of the negative things. And yet most people, it's just the opposite. God can speak to them and give them a word, but then all they got to do is have somebody come criticize them and say, you just say something bad about you, and what they say is more real and more dominant to you than what God says. That's not the way that God intended it to be. And we can change this situation, but first of all, you've got to recognize that this is the way God wanted you to be. He wants you to get to where you can hear His voice. John chapter 10 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow." Most Christians, it's exactly the opposite with them. "I don't hear the voice of the Lord, and it seems like the devil is just speaking to me constantly." Most Christians have no doubt, no problems hearing the devil, but they just struggle to hear God. And yet Jesus said it's just the opposite. They will hear my voice, but they will not hear the voice of the devil. Most Christians are living exactly opposite what the Word teaches because we are so physical oriented, so carnally minded. We feed our mind. Anytime we don't have our mind occupied with something, we'll turn on the TV or turn on the radio just to keep noise going so that we can be occupied and not be still. And yet the Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." If you would get still, if you would turn off some of these external sources, and if you would be quiet and quiet yourself, God speaks in a still, small voice, and you've got to be quiet to hear it. You got to be still to hear it. You know, this last year, I had a dream, and in this dream, God just spoke to me and said, Psalms 46:10. And I've quoted that verse 100, 1,000 times. Who knows? And yet, I just couldn't think of what it said. So I had to go get my Bible and open it up and look at it. And it says, "Be still and know that I am God." And it was so real to me that day I had some things to do, but about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Jamie was gone. I was by myself. I went out and sat on our patio out in front of our house, and I just sat still. Now, I'm not sure exactly what "be still and know that I'm God" means, but just in case it was talking about don't move, I didn't move. I sat for over an hour and never moved anything but my eyes. I just sat there because, man, God had spoken to me, "Be still and know that I am God." And I just sat there for over an hour and didn't move. And, you know, there was a lot of things that happened. But one of the things that I found out, there were things going on all around me that I had missed. I wasn't aware of it. And it was going on. For one thing, I noticed that there was thousands and thousands of ants everywhere. And I was watching these ants, and it was amazing. And you know what? I hadn't even noticed that we had ants out on our patio. I was just too busy, and I didn't pay attention. They were small. There were thousands of ants. And we had chipmunks. We must have had 20 or 30 chipmunks that were just running everywhere. And because I was still and didn't move, they were standing on my foot and crawling up my leg. And they were just, chipmunks were everywhere. I had deer walk up, a bunch of deer. Some of them were walking not more than 2 feet away. And because I hadn't moved, they hadn't seen me. And deer were walking by. And I was hearing the wind blow in the trees. And there were things going on around me that were always there, but I don't take time to notice. And one of the things that I came away from that with is that when you get still and when you turn off stuff and you just quiet yourself and you sit before God, you start hearing and seeing and thinking and feeling things that you don't normally feel. The life that most of us live, and many of you here may be farmers, and you're probably better off than most people that live in cities. But the life that most people live is so busy, it is not conducive to a good relationship with God. There was a man named Sadhu Sundar Singh from India. You've heard about him, hadn't you, Kim? And Sadhu, I think, is a name for holy man in India. And anyway, this guy was powerful. He saw hundreds of people raised from the dead. He would go into Bombay and empty every morgue in the town, raise every person from the dead. I've read his books and stuff, and he was an amazing guy. And anyway, in 1910, he decided he would come to America. And this is before they had planes. So he booked a ship, took a month to get over to America. He got off of the ship in America in 1910 and spent 30 minutes walking around and got back on the ship and canceled 2 years worth of meetings. And he says, these people are too busy. They will not hear the gospel. And he turned around and went back to India. That was in 1910. Think what he would say today. And people criticize that, and well, he shouldn't have done. Oh no, he only raised hundreds of people from the dead, and he only saw awesome things happen. Brothers and sisters, God is speaking to you. God wants to tell you he's your creator. He's responsible. He wants to show you things, but we get too busy to hear. We're only going by what we can see and hear, and you're missing it. You're blind if all you're doing is seeing with your eyes. If you can't see with your heart, you're missing it. You know, again, I'm not perfect in this area. I'm still developing. But God showed me this building that we were moving into and showed me what to do. And we had 110,000 square feet, which I have no idea how to convert that to whatever you use over here. But it was huge. It's much, much bigger than this tent.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I'm sharing today, I tell you, they need to be heard all over the world, and I'm doing what I can. You know, we now have the potential of reaching 2.2 billion people daily with this Gospel Truth broadcast. We're only on one time a day in most places. We need to be on multiple times per day for saturation. There's a lot more that could be done, but it just costs a lot of money. We now spend over $600,000, it's closer actually to $1 million a month on television and radio airtime, and we need to be expanding. So I ask you that if you've been blessed and if you want to help me get this truth out, please join with us and become a partner today.